I remember too vividly what it was like with you, what I would do for you, the things that you would do for me. Once we had dinner at your place, Carrie out and you left a rose waiting for me at the table. You flew across the country to see me. You jokingly said in public, "We don't care, we share," even though I knew you never wanted to share me. I remember singing to you in the street, dumping around in a vat of soybeans with you. I remember planning my life with you, you giving me gemstones and rings. I remember you wanting that. I sang to you at the amphitheater, and you were so infatuated with me, you always thought of me when that song played again. I made you dinner once, and caught you by surprise by giving the meal to you on a stage. We had champagne on the roof of your house once, and you liked to take me around town on your dirt bike. I never wanted to tell you that I met you because I thought your friend was cute. You took time off work and flew to see me. You paid for a hotel and shot pool with me in a bar in New Orleans like we weren't even tourists. And it's funny, when I made that effort to see you, you suddenly got bored with me. Am I getting my men confused? Who loved me? Who did I love? I guess it's irrelevant. When your hot chocolate that you just got and that just got hot has a little sprig of mint in it, it can keep you warm in the dead of winter, but when you need something there to savor after a long day of work and a long commute home from in the snow, but I guess it's irrelevant. When that hot chocolate and spiced coffee or refreshed tea or whatever the hell you want that happens to keep you warm when you need it is irrelevant. It's irrelevant when that heat grows cold in the dead of winter and you're counting on that warmth and then it's gone. Just like that. The problem is, I would drive 18 hours to see you and you would suddenly be bored. And the problem is, I seem to like men that live really far away from me because I'm an idiot. The problem is, most of the men I dated really fell for me, and I never tried to do that. I never tried to get a, or be a man magnet. Geez, everyone thinks that I'm just a flirt, and I guess it all boils down to their differences and how women and men act. But I don't know what the problems were and are. And I keep seeing this ghost of you telling me that I should have bought a lemon for home so that I could have had a... or that I should have brought a shawl to protect me from the wind. And I look in my room and I see your painting of me. And I can hear your voice now. You're here in my home. You're walking from room to room and you're telling me, "Why did you let me make it? I could have made it instead. What you need to do is add more cranberry juice and the lemon twist is there for more than effect."